Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am really deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this 30th day of September already. Wow, 2023 goes by quickly. I have some wonderful emails to share with you this weekend, and I hope you'll hang in there with me and listen. The first one comes from a gentleman named Remington, and I have known him or of him for many, many years. He's a very intriguing human being. He lives back east, that's all I can say. And every so often, he will respond to a some kind of something that I offered on TV. And he wrote me this. Our karma, he said. Does it have anything to do with answered prayer? Are my prayers useless because of my karma? Remington. This is a great question. Remington, how do I say this to you without hurting your feelings? It has nothing to do with some sort of system that you think God has for you or the world, where he grants wishes from human beings who are good people. And the ones who are not so hot, shall we say, so good, they get what's left over or they get punished, whatever. Remington, it didn't work like that as far as I can see in my limited scope of spiritual insight. So I am just going to say that to you. Here's where it all works from. Beseeching God, a man that you think or a being that you think is superior to yourself, for something that might, shall we say, bless you in your life or help you in your livingness, is not the way it works at all. Not at all. Now, some people like to approach it in a very systematic, scientific way, and that's the way they believe it all works. But to me, from what I have found in my own life, prayer is how you live, not what you ask for. So if you live within yourself in the beauty of your heart, you've made your prayer every day of your life. If you've lived in kindness, in generosity, in compassion, in forgiveness, your prayer is already answered. There is no need for anything more. You have your prayer. But if you're the type of person who most people are, live by the pedestrian mentality that believes in the nihilism of the fact that they believe that there is no order to this universe, no God, no such thing as consequence, things like that, then it's going to be a different experience for you. So you ask, our karma, does it have anything to do with our prayers? Our karma, what we, how we live and how we proportion ourselves to life, how we sit in the posture of life, has everything to do with our life. It is our prayer. Every moment of your life is a prayer. Every single moment. There isn't a moment that goes by. There isn't a casual thought that doesn't become a part of my prayer. And those prayers are the ebb and flow of our life. They are the call of our life. They are the substance of our life. So if you look at it from the point of view that every moment of your life is prayer, then you will have probably the proper perspective. But the prayer isn't to a superior being that decides whether or not you're going to get the answer you want or to find a way out of some situation. Doesn't work like that. I have my karma, you have yours. Our karma, how we live, move, and have our being in this world, is our prayer. And it isn't answered or not answered. It isn't about punishment or reward. It isn't about any of that. It is about the manner of our life, how we live our life in the manner of which we do live. And whether or not you want to believe there's such a thing as formal prayer, well, what can I say to you? If that's the way it is for you, that's the way it is for you. But I have found in my own existence here on this earth that I am being taken care of. And I am very grateful for the care and the love that has been given to me, especially when I think in terms of my stupidity, my ignorance in all matters of living, especially when I was younger. So I don't see things as a matter of reward and punishment. I long left that a long time ago, because if I were to be punished for everything that I did in my life in the form of beseeching the lower parts of my life, my humanness, and making that the way I lived, then I wouldn't be sitting here with you today talking to you. There is far more to this life than all of that. I realize through direct experience the mercy that is given to me by the providence of my heart. And I understand that providence very well. So I don't try to prop things up or make things better than. I don't beseech something that doesn't exist. I return to source. That's my whole effort. How do I return to source? How do I return back to love? That is my prayer. That's my life prayer. That's the prayer I live over and over and over again, 24/7. And I find this to be very renewing in my body, in my life, in my relationships with my students. I find it very healing. So all I can say to you is you must live the prayer you want to have happen in your life. As Gandhi said, you must be what you want life to be. You must be the blessing that you seek. So that's the way I live. I live without the idea of trying to better myself. I live without the idea of worsening myself. I live without a lot of ideas. I live in the saturation of compassion and love. And I have it for everyone that I meet. I don't try to change people. I offer them the way, the truth, and the light as I have experienced it, and as I keep experiencing it in new and different ways, and that's all I can do. As far as beseeching some artificial idea of a God that puts his thumb up or down based on the mysterious mystique of his wishes, I don't do that. God is love. I really know that that's, I cannot even say no. I am absolute in that because it is true. I have been given a great deal of mercy in the life that I have lived, and I plan and have done everything I can to show that mercy to everyone that I meet and in everything that I do. And to me, that is prayer. How you live your life is your prayer, not what you beseech, not what you want, not what you try to get, not what you ask for. Your prayer and my prayer are how we live our life moment to moment, day to day. And you have to assess how you live it. Do you live it from the flesh, or do you live it from the authentic heart? That is up to you and me. Hope that helps you. Remington, I always love getting your emails, so keep them coming, and thank you. And I hope you're not put off by this. I want to thank my listeners. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Have a beautiful day, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.